This is the Mr. Chris MIE podcast, episode number 7. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
Everybody in podcast land, how you doing out there? Very, very excited about bringing you this episode of this podcast today. It is the Mr. Chris MIE podcast. That stands for to motivate, to inspire, and to encourage. Or as my wife would say, to motivate, inspire, and educate. I like that. So it's either going to be educate or encourage. But we're doing it all here with the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. And the title of this podcast is called Just One Thing. Just one thing. Give me one thing to do today to get me closer to my goals. Give me one thing to do today. I mean, because it's all good to have a big dream and big goals and things you want to accomplish. But sometimes we need that one practical step. We need something that I can hold on to right now that'll get me from point A to point B. So the whole purpose of this podcast came about, again, like I told you, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, every one of the stories, well, I won't say everyone, but most of the stories come from in class. Things we do in class, lessons that we learn, because the whole motto of this class is dance lessons, teach life lessons. So every time I do this podcast, I'm basically going to be talking about that. Dance lessons that have taught me life lessons, or that has taught the other students life lessons. So this particular story came yesterday. It was the first day of camp. So we're getting ready to go on our nationals trip to Orlando. Shout out to the Dance Awards. Definitely going to be a great experience. We have never been to the Dance Awards, so kind of excited about this one. But it's going to be in Orlando. We're going to be there for 1 week, so we're getting ready. During this week, all we're doing is the dances that we've been doing all year. We are cleaning those dances. And cleaning just means basically refining them. We're just going over stuff, making sure everybody, you know, if your hand is here, everybody's hand is there. You know, defining all the movements. We're also making changes. So anything that we've seen throughout the year that we didn't like, that we think we can do different, we're making changes to that. So that's happening this week. Also, conditioning is happening this week. Stretching is happening this week. So all that is happening during Nationals Camp Week. So we were running a dance yesterday, and the dance has been one of our powerhouse dances the whole year. It's been one of those dances that's been getting all the awards. They kill it every time they get on stage. So basically my wife was looking at the dance, and as she was watching them run the dance, she's like, this thing could do something. So it's already been doing something, but she's saying that when we go to the Dance Awards Nationals, that means we're up against people from all over the U.S. bringing their best pieces that's been winning all year. So in her mind, she's looking at it and she's like, we got to get this dance to go to the next level. So it starts off like, wow, I mean, it's already at an amazing level. So what level can it go to? So she comes in the room, she's watching the dance, and then she starts talking about faces. She was like, I need more faces. I need you to have faces. And then she made a reference to a dancer that's on a show called World of Dance now. Shout out to World of Dance. If you haven't seen that, oh my goodness. Some of the most amazing dance work in the business is on that show. So check that out. I believe that's on NBC. So check that out, World of Dance. But she made reference to one of the contemporary dancers on there that makes some amazing faces, right? She looks intense, serious. I can't think of her name right now, but that was the reference. They all knew who she was talking about. Actually, a couple of them did. One of them didn't, but it's all good. So she's talking about the faces, and this particular song is called The Power of You. And it's basically, they're dancing to motivational speeches by, I think, Les Brown is on there, P. Diddy is on there, Denzel Washington is on there. Right. So she was like, I need your face to look intense, to look powerful. And so we're going through this. Now, in the dance world, that like I said, when we are trying to get a certain emotion from the kids, so whether it's a happy feeling, a sad feeling, it takes a lot of speeches. I'll say it like that, to draw out of them the emotion that we want to go along with the movement. And sometimes I feel like when we do that, when we're giving the speeches all the time, they just get bored. They just turn us off. They're like, you know, I've heard it 1,000 times. Let's dance. Just start the music. I'm ready to dance today. But we're looking for something more than just the dance. We're looking for the feeling, the vibe behind it. Because, you know, to be honest, to go to the dance awards, to go up against the best of the best, that's what they're going to be bringing. So that's the missing piece. Of that number, the power of you, is like the moves are powerful. The choreography is great. Shout out to Megan for tearing it up on that one. But it's like there's one more level you can go to. How do we get there? So that brings me to the title of this podcast, because while my wife was talking, I'm thinking the whole time. And then she even told me, she was like, Chris, I want you to speak on this to them, to kind of get them fired up, to get them focused, get them to understand, you know, what I'm saying. So that gave me a minute to kind of think about, what do I really want to say? Like, I don't want to just do another speech. I don't want to just do, you know, come on, y'all, you can do it. But I have to find something that makes sense to them now. How many of y'all are like that? I'm like that too. I'm like, if I know I have a job to do or a goal to reach or something to achieve, give me one step right now that I can do that'll get me closer to that. Because if not, then I'll just leave discouraged because I'm like, the job is too big. I don't really know what to do. So sometimes you just do nothing. Right. So I was like, I don't want to leave like that because this is a big week. This is a big dance. This is a big opportunity. What can I do? So I was like, well, let's just talk about the people that are in the room right now. Now, everybody in that dance was not there for the rehearsal. So I was like, let's go to the top three. And then, so I had three older dancers in there, and then I wanted to go to the three younger dancers. All right, so with my three older dancers that was in there, I asked Miss Jenny, I said, now out of these three, which one of them has the face that you're looking for? Because we had talked a little bit, again, I said about somebody from World of Dance having the faces. I was like, but what about within the team? What about right here within this room? Who has it? So my wife said, Kate. Everybody in the room said, Kate. So I was like, all right, now let's try to make sense of this. I don't want it to be like some spooky thing where it's like, I mean, I want to show you how to get the faces that Kate has. So I said, Let's ask Kate. Kate, how are Miss Jenny is telling you that she wants you to go to the next level. So you already, everybody's saying that you are a beast with faces, with performing, right? And she's saying that I want even more from you. I was like, Kate, how are you going to do that? Here's what she said. And this was key because it was just one thing. She said, instead of just using my face, I'm going to even let it go through my body. So not only will my face tell you the story, but I'm going to use my body to even articulate more of what I'm trying to say. So I was like, okay. Now, but even with that, it's still just information because you got the minis and the juniors watching her. You got the two other dancers that were with her, William and Jonna, watching her. And I was like, Kate, I want you to do it right now. But then even more than that, I don't want it to just be where we're watching a movie and we clap at the end because we're like, good job, Kate. You killed it, Kate. You're the best, Kate. Because that won't help us learn that one thing to get us closer to the goal, which is, what is the goal? The goal is that we need to have more faces, starting with the power of you, but then it's gonna go all the way down to the rest of the company members. Everybody needs to start performing at a higher level, and we're gonna do that with faces. But I was like, but today I want answers. I need practical steps that will get me to where I need to get to. So Kate said, I'm gonna use my body. I said, Kate, show us what it looks like. And then I said, so not only do I want you to show, but for Jonna and William, I want you to immediately mimic everything she's doing. So whatever she does, I want you to copy it standing right there. I don't want you to dance. I want you to copy what she's doing, because facial recognition is one of the first things we learn as babies, right? Your mom, your dad, your family members, they're in your face, laughing, giggling, smiling at you, and you immediately, nobody's telling you words, you don't know no dance moves, you don't know what you're doing, you're just looking into the face of someone else. So I want you to do just like that. I want you to be like babies. And then I told everybody sitting in the front row, I want you to look Kate dead in her face, but I don't want you just looking. This ain't a movie. This ain't Netflix. This ain't Hulu. I want you to look Kate dead in her face, and every face she makes, I want you to make it while you're sitting there. And I'm going to tell you something. Kate starts dancing, and in the middle of it, I was like, I want you to improv. Forget the dance move. I don't care about the choreography, but your face choreography is what I'm trying to get. So she starts doing it. And again, the song is The Power of You. So it's motivational. It's inspirational. It's encouraging. It's kind of like this MIE podcast. So she's going. And I'm looking around the room, and then all of a sudden, so everybody's following her face. They're just, whatever face she does, they're following it. I was like, good, we're getting closer. This is one step closer, one practical thing. I was like, because you can take that and you can practice that now over and over again. So when you hear somebody say, do faces, you don't have to go, I don't know what to do. No, I'm giving it to you right now. Kate's giving it to you right now. So Kate's going in. Everybody's looking at her face. Some people are starting to tear up because she's so passionate. Kate went in, and I even said it. I was like, I don't know if you notice right now, but Kate is off the grid right now. She's in a zone all on. This is no longer a drill of faces. Kate is embodying the song. The power of Kate is in Kate and is filling the room. And when I tell you, and I said this, I was like, I can't remember if it was Simon from America's Got Talent. I was about to say American Idol, same Simon. But I was like, when he says, my goosebumps got goosebumps. Love that state, because it happened. So it was going. I was like, yes, she's in the zone. I feel it. I start getting the goosebumps, those goosies, because it was real. It was authentic. You can feel in the room. Everybody was, oh, it was the best. So I was like, but that's it. Right there, you follow the face. And when she got done, this has never happened before, because a solo performance just by herself, and she was improvising, and everybody clapped. Kate went in so hard, she hit her own self in the eye. She bust her own head with her, boom, her eye was twitching. She looked in the mirror. She was like, no. Please tell me my eye ain't finna get swollen in front of all these people after I done jumped down there like that. Shout out to Kate. She brought the heat. But listen, that's what I'm saying to you on this podcast. Just one thing, because you know what? It moved Kate to the next level. It moved John and William to the next level. And then all the minis and juniors that was watching, next level. And I was like, that's what I'm looking for. I want something practical. And so I'm saying the same thing for me in my life and for you listening to this podcast. If you look at your goal that you're trying to get to, like for this one, it's the group getting more faces. And the group did. The group did go on to perform, and then they got same thing. Everybody started clapping. They was like, they did it. I seen it. I went. It worked. Because I was like, I need something that works. But it, you know what? Dance lessons teach life lessons. It works in life. Whatever your goal is, whatever you're trying to get to, just start off with one thing today. Don't think of the whole mountain that you have to climb. Don't think of all the steps that you have to do to complete it, but just start off with today. And sometimes, just like Kate, just like I use Kate as an example, sometimes you need somebody to be an example for you. Find that person, right? And follow them. There's so many podcasts that I listen to all the time. And I need the content they're putting out, because I'm looking at them like the kids were looking at Kate. And I'm like, I'm following you. You want to be a successful entrepreneur? You going for it? I'm going to watch what you do every day, because I want to try to do it every day, because success leaves clues. I'm going to say it again. Success leaves clues. So if some of your friends that are around you, and I talked about this in another podcast, some of your friends are not going the way you want to go, ditch them, get rid of, find people, and they don't even have to be real friends in your life. They can be online, but find people, find content to listen to, find YouTube videos to watch, and follow people on Instagram that are doing the steps of where you want to go. And then don't get overwhelmed by that, because I say this to dancers all the time. Sometimes you take in so much content, you watch so much dance, you watch so many incredible people, that it has the reverse effect where you start to get depressed and you're like, I suck, I'm the worst, they're so amazing. No, look at them and don't look at the whole picture that they put out, the whole video. Just find one thing. And when you do that, you'll be one step closer to your dreams than you were yesterday. It's your boy, Mr. Chris, in the building. This is the MIE Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that it has motivated you today. I hope it inspired you, and I hope it educated and encouraged you, because it did for me. Just one thing. Check out my podcast on iTunes. If you got an Android device, Stitcher Radio, you can go to podomatic.com, and you can also go to my website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. And thank you for tuning in to another podcast. You all are wonderful. Shout out to all the people downloading the podcast. You are wonderful, and I'm so grateful for you. And on that note, your boy is
all I do is
out.
Win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.